Chapter 12.
I wasn't told to expect you back yet, Lord Scourge,
the guard at the gate said.
Maybe Darth Nihiris didn't think you needed to know my schedule,
Scourge replied, his tone dripping with acid. The guard nodded and buzzed Scourge in. Scourge moved quickly down the stronghold's halls, hoping his rebuke had shocked the guard into not reporting his arrival. The truth was, Nihiris didn't know he was back yet. He had been expected to contact her immediately after the mission to kill Darth Zedrix was over, but he'd stayed silent, hastening his return journey to Dromund Kaas so he could question Setchel before anyone else knew he had touched down on the planet. He'd arrived late at night, and if he was lucky, he'd catch Setchel asleep in his room. In the servants' wing, he paused at the large wooden door and tested the handle, expecting it to be locked. To his surprise, it turned silently in his hand. Was Setchel expecting someone? Or was he merely so confident in his position as Nihiris' favorite that he believed himself safe? Scourge entered the room, silently locking the door behind him, then crept through the darkness to the bed where Setchel lay sleeping beneath the covers. Reaching out, he placed his gloved hand firmly over Setchel's mouth. Setchel woke with a start, thrashing and loosing muffled cries into Scourge's palm. The Sith Lord pressed down harder and leaned in close.
"Cry out for help and you're dead," he whispered in Setchel's ear. "Do you understand?"
Feeling the advisor nod, Scourge slowly drew his hand away.
"Lord Scourge," Setchel asked softly. "Is that you? It's hard to see in the dark."
"No light,"
Scourge warned, knowing someone might see the glow from beneath the door and decide to investigate.
"I trust your mission went well,"
Setchel said. Scourge couldn't see the expression on the advisor's face, but he detected the faintest tremor in his voice.
"You're going to answer my questions," Scourge said.
"Of course, my lord,"
Setchel replied, reverting to the fawning, ingratiating tone he'd adopted at their first meeting.
"Meekness will not save you tonight," Scourge said. "The truth is your only hope of surviving this interrogation."
He pulled a short, sharp blade from his belt and pressed it against Setchel's cheek.
"My first question is a simple one. Has Nihiris been using me?"
"My lord, why would you think—"
Scourge jammed his hand over Setchel's mouth, cutting off his words. Then he drew the edge of his blade slowly along the base of one of the fleshy tendrils dangling from Setchel's cheek. The smaller man screamed in agony, but his cries were swallowed up in Scourge's glove. Scourge kept a steady pressure on the blade so that the fine edge sliced cleanly through the tendril, severing it. Blood began to weep from the wound. Scourge waited until Setchel's spasms had stopped before he pulled his hand away. To his credit, Setchel was smart enough to limit further reaction to a soft whimper.
"When I ask a question, I want a direct and immediate answer," Scourge said. "So I will ask again. Is Nihiris using me?"
"Of course she is," Setchel mumbled. "She uses everybody."
"Was Darth Zedrix really working with the human separatists?"
"Yes."
Scourge analyzed the response, focusing on the tone, pitch, and inflection. Setchel was speaking the truth.
"Did Zedrix actually try to kill Nihiris?"